The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, on this Monday, 28 December 09. Just a few more shopping days until next year. We've got Mr. McDonald and Mr. Rowan coming on here in a few minutes while we make the hookup here. Just thought I'd squeeze this in. If you don't think this is Orwellville, you watch the movie 1984 with Big Brother always watching. Well, it took him a few years to whip the English,
the proper English tea-drinking people,
get him in line. Mail Online story today, the 20,000 snooper army, vast number of town hall bureaucrats get power to enter your home without a warrant.
Really?
Why they might come in to see if potted plants have pest or do not have plant passport, that's the Plant Health Order of 2005, to check the energy ratings on refrigerators, energy information household refrigerators and freezers. That regulation was in 2004. Surveying the garden to see if hedges are too high. That, you're not going to believe this one, but it is true. That is under the Anti-Social Behavior Act of 2003. Here in this country, we say fences make good neighbors. Over there, if they're too high, you're being antisocial. Inspecting a property to ensure illegal or unregulated hypnotism is not taking place. I'm not making this up. It's the Hypnotism Act of 1952. Measures to prevent injurious cross-pollinization of seeds, plant varieties, and seeds Act of 1964. These are some of the reasons why they can come in to your household, demand to come in without a warrant. If you have potted plants, or if you happen to have a refrigerator or a freezer in your home. But it gets worse than that. I just watched and thank you for sending this to me, a listener sent it to me, the DVD Shadow Government. It's got a lot of people on it that you would recognize. And one of the things that the smart technology is designed to do is how about reading all the barcodes of all the products you put in your refrigerator? So you can, your refrigerator can remind you, based on usage, when you need to reorder. But more importantly, they're checking your trash as well to see how long said product stays in there. That's all these little tiny itty-bitty chips they've been putting in labeling and clothing and everything else. It's just for the commercial good of us all, folks. And don't worry. The information will never be used against you. I keep telling people, watch what happens in England. It will be happening here. And it most assuredly is. They're hell-bent on getting their global government together because we're too stupid to conduct our own lives and make our own decisions. You sheeple, you. Wake up. Pledge allegiance to the New World Order. In a pig's eye. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, if it's Monday, welcome to the program. I have Ron McDonald with me. Hello, Ronald.
Hi, John. How you doing?
How was your Christmas?
Actually, it was very nice. How about yours?
Very relaxed.
I love it.
Yeah, I had 4 days off, and at the end of the third day, I wasn't quite sure what to do with myself because I was in a realm that I wasn't used to.
Well, I got to spend it with my grandchild. He's 8 months old.
Ah.
So it was a family get-together.
Oh, so it's all new to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it. Dr. Rowan, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Bob?
Wonderful. Thank you, John.
And how was your Christmas, sir?
I had a wonderful time. I also got to spend time with family, too, and the rest of my family is coming in a couple days.
Great.
In fact, tonight.
Good. Are you seeing patients today?
Yes, I am seeing patients today.
Okay, so the same applies if you've got a duck and go treat somebody, you're going to do exactly that.
Correct.
Good.
But I should have a reasonable amount of time.
All right, sounds good. Gentlemen, we just received your newest shipment of books today. Thank you very much. There's a lot of people that are reading your book and not only finding it quite fascinating, but I've had a few emails that didn't imply, it didn't kind of sort of question, it just flat out ask, can this be true?
Well, I'm with that person. I'm hoping that they're right and it can't be true and it's all a fallacy.
Yeah, a waking nightmare. How do you know when you woke up for a nightmare if you're still in it when you're awake? You know, Oh, gosh. Well,
John, the basis is, can it be true? If money has value, then it is not true. And we know the currency has absolutely no value added to it. It's a zero commodity. Its value is only on the confidence of the American people and those people globally that accept the same type of fiat money.
Ron, I think it's even worse. In a sense, we know it has no value, but it actually carries a hidden lien.
Well, I think the key, though, Robert, is that when something has no value, absolutely no value, and you use that as a conversion table as to your wealth, what your truck is worth, what your house is worth, when the thing that you measure it by has no value, then, realistically, the thing you have as a material wealth has no value.
Absolutely.
Well, some people would argue that. They're my bricks and mortar are real. I can shut my front door. I sleep in my bed at night. That's real. But how they came about it, they don't have a clue as to how they... Well, they know that they made the mortgage application. They know that they had to jump through certain hoops. They know that they have property taxes. They know all of these things, but this is their reality, and this is what they have been taught is legal and binding and all above board, and everything is just fine. What's your problem?
Well, the downside is one factor, ownership. Who owns the thing you believe you own by purchasing the same with fiat money that has absolutely no value? Do you, in fact, own it? The answer is no. Again, all currency in this country and around the world has that hidden lien on it. It's the creditor's interest in that fiat money. And the denomination stipulates what his interest in. If it's a $1 bill, he has $1 of interest in that bill when it's exchanged. So if you pay $1 for any product or service, his lien transfers onto that product or that service. That is his property now, and you get the use of it.
Now, when we say lien, are we talking in regards to the bankruptcy of this country? And I'm reading a passage of your book here, of which you write that President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued the next national emergency proclamation. There was one before that. Some 48 hours. Now, folks, you're still trying to find your way around the White House in 48 hours. But he was hard at work. After assuming office just some 48 hours afterwards, he proclaimed on March 6, 1933, on the questionable authority of trading with the Enemy Act of 1917. Now, that proclamation declared a so-called bank holiday and halted a major class of financial transactions by closing the banks. Now, if we are in bankruptcy, then there are people that claim to have a lien on assets, tangible assets. So which is it? Was it the lien on the currency because of the bankruptcy, or was there a lien placed on that currency by adopting the Federal Reserve Act?
There was a lien placed on that currency by adopting the Federal Reserve Act. And I'll give you, here's a problem. At the time the Federal Reserve Act was passed, there were Federal Reserve certificates with gold backing them up. Now, who did that gold belong to? The United States or to the Federal Reserve when you use that note, or actually that certificate?
It belonged to, my guess would be, the United States.
No, it belonged to the Federal Reserve. It was a private corporation even then. It was dealing with its currency. It would lend the United States those Federal Reserve notes or Federal Reserve certificates. They got the use of them. So, but they themselves owned it. And then, you saw a progression of those. All of a sudden, they were no longer backed by gold, and they now were just Federal Reserve notes and no certificates available. That's when they excluded all their investment into the system.
What did you guys think? And I don't think I've ever asked you this question. I gave you my opinion. But I don't think I ever asked you the question. What did you think when you saw the banks moving in on first Bear Stearns and then AIG? And then we saw the little consortium, you know, the TARP had already been set up under George Bush, the bailout. But what did you think when you saw the banks taking over?
Well, did you want to answer that, Robert? You have.
I would be happy to. Number one, I expected it, because if you read the book and you recognize that everything since 1933 is basically a facade. It's built on debt, and the debt. I'm a physician. Cancer grows. Debt that carries interest grows like a cancer. So if you inject into the system these false notes that are cancer, that are accruing interest because they're debt, it will eventually invade and take over. And they create more debt by you walking into a bank, depositing your $100 worth of debt, and they loan out $90 worth of debt on the fractional reserve system. And then the next bank gets that $90 and loans out $81. So on the first $100 of debt, you get another $800 of debt created out of thin air. It's only a matter of time before the whole system collapses. So I was just sitting there thinking, well, it didn't happen in 2012. It happened 3 years sooner.
Yeah, I would go further, and I would say you have to simplify every problem in society. When you see that happening with the banks, you have to say there's only two ingredients in a system. You have what are liabilities, and you have what are assets. In our system, we deal specifically with liabilities. There are no assets involved in this. So when banks move on liabilities on this of currency that has absolutely no value backing it, but yet has the creditor's interest 100% into it, it's a manipulation, isn't it? It's a controlled manipulation because it is controlled from the top down. It's orchestrated by whoever is pulling the strings. It is not orchestrated by those who believe they have assets because, legitimately, there are no assets in this equation. It's just purely liabilities all across the board. The assets belong to the creditors.
And the creditors are in receivership status right now, are they not?
Yes, they are.
And have been for quite some time. So I'm wondering now, all the federal judges of this country know of the federal bankruptcy. They know what changes were made. They're, of course, fully aware of the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. They're aware of that also. And this is kind of like a judicial notice. You know, it fascinates me, gentlemen, that we are still dealing with a financial crisis in this country, and nobody has stepped up. I mean, save one or two, stepped up to say that, well, we're trying to using your analogy, treat the cancer. We're not going to cut it out. We're going to play around with it. We're going to let it metastasize. We're going to let it spread until it becomes such a mortal crisis that your prognosis for survival is nil.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems with cancer in a human being is the cancer, in the course of nature, kills itself by killing the host. And this is, to me, like a cancer. Ron, last night at that meeting, you had a really good analogy about this. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It's what the nation itself is called a corpus, a political corpus or political body. And when the blood is healthy, when the life's blood system of the nation is healthy, such that it doesn't replicate itself over time, such as gold or silver, a commodity, you have a healthy body because it's not going to attack the inner surface of the body. But when you have interest bearing down on fiat money that has nothing, it increases like a cancer and destroys everything within its path.
And, well, we'll just crank up the printing presses to print more money to pay down the debt and the interest.
Yes.
That'll work, right?
Yeah, What does it do to the society? That's it.
It's doing it right now. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You know, many things have taken the front page of the alternative media. Copenhagen, healthcare, the abomination healthcare project here in America. And the underlying boogeyman that keeps hiding in the shadows is our fraudulent fiat money system that is still operating with impunity in this country. Gone unabated. A lot of people are hanging their hopes on the Ron Paul 1207, let's audit and then eventually end the Fed. I wanted to bring to your attention, gentlemen, that Georgia is eyeballing the money situation. They've got House Bill 340. Representative Franklin of the 43rd down there being enacted by the General Assembly of Georgia. The act shall be known and may be cited as the Constitutional Tender Act. Title 7 of the Official Code of Georgia's annotated, related to banking and finances, is amended by adding a new chapter to read as follows. And the chapter says this. The General Assembly finds and declares that sound, constitutionally based money is essential to the livelihood of the people of the state, to the stability and growth of the economy of the state and region, and vitally affects the public interest. The General Assembly further finds that Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution provides that no state
she'll make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. What do you think about this, gentleman?
Well, I'm gonna fall back on your previous thoughts, which apply to this one. Bankruptcy. How long does a bankruptcy last?
Forever.
It can be paid off.
Okay.
Chapter 13, anywhere between 3 and 5 years. Chapter 11, you have different charges.
Yeah, you have 13, 11, and 7, and I'm aware of.
Right, and there is a remedy, and at the end of the remedy, your bankruptcy is discharged. We now are in a perpetual bankruptcy, so bankruptcy doesn't apply to the concept anymore because there's no such thing as a perpetual bankruptcy. However, we are in a state of emergency in perpetuity, aren't we?
Yeah.
So at any point in the future, does the United States have the ability to pay off its debt and claim its ownership of itself again?
I think they do.
Where are they going to get the funds?
Well, as I've suggested, since we're dealing with a funny money fiat outfit that only recognizes its own currency as being legitimate and legal tender, as they like to put it, we could start a greenback system. We could write them out a check for the full amount, including interest and all that, and discharge the debt by sending them payment in funny money of our own. What would be the difference?
Well, what happens in a bankruptcy? Let's say you have a lot of extravagant property in a bankruptcy, and you're insolvent and you owe $2 million. What happens to your extravagant property? The creditors take it, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, what about the United States? It was in insolvency. We know it was insolvency because it closed. It had the bank holidays. It had lent over gold certificates to France. They came back in and for 8 months took gold of the American people by tankers out of the country. But as soon as the American people tried to claim their money out of their banks, bank holiday was declared. So the people had gold certificates, but one has to presume that there were more gold certificates printed up than there were gold in the vault. Otherwise, it would not have been a declared bankruptcy. So at that point, we knew that the United States could not pay off the American people. Therefore, they were insolvent, weren't they? They were in bankruptcy. But what happened? Who controlled the entire massive movement of wealth out of this country into another country and set the United States on a spiral into a Alice in Wonderland illusion? It was on the back of the Depression, wasn't it? On the stock market crash. It had to all been orchestrated. It was a strategy to pull the wealth away. And you know the crime was committed, John, because on one day, they took the value of all the wealth of the people globally. Every man, woman, and child who had any property on that day had their wealth removed from them. Not by possession. They maintained the possession. But they got to value all the wealth in the world by fiat money that had no value to it. And when you have a system that has no value to it, where one cannot achieve any wealth for himself, and that person becomes a subject to the state that they're in. For example, we became subjects to the 14th Amendment. Then, if there's a crash to the nation, who owns the house? Who owns that nation after the crash? After every source is depleted and owned outright? The bankers, they own it all. There's no such thing as a bankruptcy at this point. It's all collapsed. Ownership has failed. We could, and we know this, we can claim the fraudulent concealment and criminal conversion because we can prove that. Because we can prove that our government, by a stroke of the pen, stole our wealth.
When we come back, John, I'd like to comment on George's Law.
All righty. Hold on a second. 800-313-9443. Things are stirring down in Red Clay, Georgia State. Evidently, they see what's coming. And they want to accept coins, not at face value, but these fixed standards on a daily basis. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the Total Transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Dr. Rowan, you were going to comment on that, Georgia?
Yes. I want to reemphasize, though, something that Ron had said. In a typical bankruptcy, you do have a right. And after a certain period of time, your debt is discharged, and you walk away from it. And that's not what happened in the case of the United States. The United States was insolvent in 1933. If this was handled according to the rules, the real rules of bankruptcy, the United States would have been able to discharge its bankruptcy after a couple years, however long it takes, and start again fresh, as would you or I, even in the current mirror system. But after 80 years, we have not done that. Essentially, we have just become peons, chattel, on the plantation of the creditor forever. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't a way out. We believe there is, and we've outlined that in the book. But now let's get to Georgia. I read that bill last night. It was sent to me in an email, and I read the whole thing.
That's too, geez, okay.
And I think it's got fatal flaws. I'll go through them with you. First of all, it is valuing these coins in statute at current market prices. That's number one. Ron, do you see a problem with that?
Yeah, major problem.
Okay. It's valuing like a $50 gold bullion coin at a market price. Fatal flaw number one. Fatal flaw number two, it is only addressing current bullion coins. It didn't even raise the lawful coins. So it's talking about gold $50 eagles and silver, whatever they call them, 1 ounce pieces.
Silver eagles as well.
And I believe it's also addressing pre-1965 junk silver coins. Now, there's major problems here because the gold, the current gold coins and the current silver bullion coins, and we address this in the book, how are they acquired? How was the metal acquired? It was acquired by the government using toxic, leaned, phony money, which means that the metal, if you're getting these coins, is leaned. You don't own them. So hence, it will be valued in Federal Reserve notes, one way or the other. The bill does not address lawful money at all. It didn't address pre-1933 gold coins. And then the issue comes up is, well, is the junk silver coins pre-1964 really, is it lawful money or legal tender? And from my analysis, and I could be wrong on this, I believe anything that was not a pre-1936 silver dollar is legal tender and a fake. Ron, do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, but I'm also going to comment on John. John, to finish my last point is, yeah, we could start printing greenbacks and get out of this system. However, what's happening today, and this is the lunacy of it, the Federal Reserve goes to the Bureau of Engraving and Printing and has these notes printed up. It doesn't matter how much the denomination on the note is. Am I correct?
It's true.
And they do it for pennies, just pennies for every sheet. And then they turn around and pay the Bureau of Engraving and Printing these Federal Reserve notes for doing that. So they're using their own products to pay the printing company that printed the product up. You see the lunacy in that?
Well, it would be no different than Parker Brothers printing Monopoly money. They're making their own product.
It's the illusion that they're actually giving something of substance for the product that they're selling pushing in the United States and around the globe.
Yeah, the section dealing with the pre-65 coins, they mentioned silver coins, silver eagles, gold eagles, shall be the exclusive medium which the state shall use to make any payments whatsoever to any person or entity, whether private or governmental. And they said such coins shall be the exclusive medium which the state shall accept from any person or entity as payment of any obligation to the state, including, without limitation, the payment of taxes, provided, however, that other forms of currency may be used in all other transactions. What I'm going to do with this is I'm going to find out who wrote this thing, who drafted it. And they say that they want this to go through on January 1st, which is just in a few days. At any rate, I'm going to find the author of this legislation, and I'm going to send them a book. Let me see. I had one of these hanging around here. Oh, that's right. They own it all, including you. I think I'll send them one of these books. And by the way, on your on the issue here of how this stuff is supposed to be on a daily basis, you know, market price, according to the London silver fixing price and London gold fixing price, as of 10:30 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, and then it goes into more detail. I see this as a valiant attempt at trying to do something because the state of Georgia, they're below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah.
They already know what it's like to be under the gun, literally, of the federal government. But at least, gentlemen, this is a valiant attempt to try to do something.
I agree. It's exposing the problem. They're saying we see a problem,
yeah,
and we're trying to remedy it.
Yeah, the problem is that what gold have you ever seen American-produced gold prior to 1933. I don't see many rounds of gold or silver out there. Weren't these the ones that they were confiscating?
Actually, yes, but there are plenty of them out there, John. There's plenty. There's a huge market for these things right now. I'm not saying that there is enough left to do what we need to do. But the problem with this man, the author of this legislation, he means well, and he should be patted on the back for it. But I think the book would help him understand the problem is much deeper because he's valuing these at Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
When lawful money, the value of lawful money is its weight in gold, not its conversion to worthless fiat currency.
There is the trap. There is the trap. All right, let's go to the phones, gentlemen. I don't want to let these callers back up. Joel in Wisconsin. Hello, Joel.
How do you do?
Hi.
I have two questions.
Yes.
Is there any place we could go and look and see what percent of our national debt is owed to the Federal Reserve? I see the biggest problem in this country is people don't know even who we owe the debt to, or we're much less blaming on the Federal Reserve. Is there any place that's visible?
You know, all I could do is give you just check it out on the internet. I was able to see a copy of a new movie that's going to come out, and one of the experts in there, and I won't mention the name, I probably shouldn't even mention the movie, but says that the national debt right now is over $100 trillion, and that's owed outright to the Federal Reserve System, the creditor. Certainly, it's not the United States. The United States is a creditor to certain companies throughout the world and within the United States. However, its basis or its conversion is all Federal Reserve notes. And we talked a couple of shows ago about Treasury bills. They're backed by Federal Reserve notes. Everything's equated to a Federal Reserve note. And when you have everything in the government equated to a Federal Reserve note, all the products and services of the government equated to that, then it is not them that is the creditor. The creditor is the one that the currency is named after.
Okay. Question two. Years ago, Charles Collins ran for president, and it's the only time I ever heard this. He said there was a way to buy back the Federal Reserve. Is there anything to that?
There is something in the title on that. I'm not that familiar with it. Pardon me, but I think we've gone way beyond that. In order to buy back, you have to have substance to buy back. And right now, whatever gold the United States deems to get through its negotiation has to be the substance to pay the Federal Reserve System off with. It will not accept notes itself.
I believe, and I could be wrong, that the law provided for like $100 million that the government could buy back the system for, but there's been so many convolutions of this and additions and amendments, I'm pleading ignorance here and don't know if anything like that could apply today.
Okay. So what you guys are saying is Federal Reserve notes are like a drug and everybody's addicted to them.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, to the point that you cannot buy or sell or trade anything unless you use the infernal FRNs.
Yeah.
Right.
And once you realize that this currency, no matter what nation you're in, currency really is the life's blood of trading everything in a nation. It's how you do your transactions for buying groceries or paying your PG&E in our contemporary nation. This is it. It's not a barter system anymore. Okay. It is strictly an abstraction. It's this abstraction created by a strategy unknown to man before this.
And Joel, what would have been really good for them to do is to speed up the cashless society. They've been teasing us with this for a long, long time. And if you take the physical representation of their greenback, of their so-called money, it would go a long way in making people forget what an exchange was really all about.
Mm-hmm.
If we go to that digital thing, well, that's just ones and zeros in a computer someplace, and well, we got to watch the computer, but nobody's paying attention to what this supposedly represents. At this point in time, they're not willing to get rid of the so-called dollar or the Federal Reserve notes because people are still thinking of this as being money.
Yeah, it still gives the illusion.
Yeah, it's you got it, brother. It still has the illusion.
Okay, good show.
Thank you. Appreciate your call, Joel. Lila in Florida. Hello, Lila.
About 1997, all national parks went up with a U.N. sign for the U.N. biosphere or something like that.
Yeah.
At that same time, the look of our dollar bills, etc., changed. I was under the impression that this was the national parks were turned over to the Federal Reserve for payment of debt.
Have you gentlemen heard anything about this?
No, but in order to support all national parks, the United States collects revenue. Revenue is collected in the form of Federal Reserve notes, and that supports the national parks. It roads everything else. So, again, we have this point where the creditor's interest, known as a lien, transfers every time those parks are maintained by Federal Reserve notes. It transfers onto the park itself. Transfers for payment of rangers or force rangers or whatever. So when you can see it, it really is a massive illusion. It's a strategy to just conquer everything.
Okay.
And again, you're dealing with notes that have absolutely no value.
And here's something else to consider, Lila. If countries have already bought a bucket load of our treasuries and our bonds, if we are not able to redeem those for the terms of the contract, what would be the one thing that they might demand in repayment? Could it be property?
Well, yeah. They would be, because of the federal grants that the states have taken, all state parks, schools, waterworks, etc., would then be given to someone else, like China.
There, I'm not going to sit and argue with you, Lila. I'm not going to argue with you. These creatures are capable of doing just about anything.
That is plausible.
Yeah. I mean, take a look at, the largest coal reserves.
Mm-hmm.
We literally have the largest coal reserves on the entire planet. We have a little problem, though. We got the carbon cops out there now. That are saying that we can't burn this. And if we do, we've got to pay tax. And, of course, we can trade these amongst other companies and individuals alike. And, well, you need to build up your account of carbon credits because you're sinning against Gaia and Mother Earth.
I got onto it years and years ago. I went to a university professor in Colorado, and I read it, and I couldn't deal with it. But he basically said that Benjamin Franklin basically said that all of the property in the United States belonged to the Queen of England unless she gave them a title. Like, for example, if you had an abstract instead of a title to your property.
Gentlemen, any comment?
Well, I can't argue with that point. When you steal someone else's property, that's called criminal conversion.
Mm-hmm.
When the property of the United States or the colonies was stolen by those who were revolutionists, they still stole the property. In fact, in law, that's called criminal conversion. It belonged outright to the Queen of England or King of England. Let's put it that way, King George. Nothing's changed. It's still a theft, isn't it?
Yeah.
Except a new nation has been built on that. I'm certain there's stuff we don't know about in history as to who actually does still own the properties.
Okay.
I know there are states. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lila.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Ooh, we have readers and thinkers and people that ask questions of university professors. My God.
Really good callers, John.
I'm going to clue you in, gentlemen. I've heard a lot of talk radio, and I'm not bragging here, but we have some of the best people bringing the best information forth. And I am after the people that are the thinkers, not the stinkers. And if you'll note, out of all the various talk show hosts that are out there and their programs, consistently, this is the best educated audience in radio land. So we're going to try to keep it that way. Richard in Alabama. Richard, how you doing?
Oh, okay. I've written my question down.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll let you read your prescripted question right after this break. 800-313-9443. Have you gotten a copy of the book, They Own It All, Including You? Well, it's simple to do. If you're not online, you can call the office, 800-724-2719. Read it. Better still, better get yourself two copies. You're going to want to keep a copy yourself. Once you loan this out, it'll be gone forever.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, Richard, your question for my guest.
Okay, my question is about negotiable instruments. Does the apparently innocent holder in due course of an instrument have the right to certify dishonor and make a claim against the maker if the maker can prove fraud in the inception and that the apparently innocent holder did know the fraud but persists in prosecuting the claim, and what is the maker's remedy?
Are you talking about the maker or
what is the maker's remedy?
Well, the maker of the note, if it's a fraudulent note, has no remedy. It's the one in due course. Am I correct? Is that what you're stating?
The holder in due course is pretending to be ignorant, but he does know.
Oh, he does know. Okay, then your question again is?
Does the apparently innocent holder in due course of an instrument have the right to certify dishonor and make a claim against the maker if the maker can prove fraud in the inception and that the apparently innocent holder did know the fraud but persists in prosecuting the claim?
Yeah.
What is the maker's remedy?
Yeah, the innocent person has a right to protest that note under a bill of exchange by notary public. That's the only means by which one may protest a note.
Protest by a bill of exchange with a notary?
Yes, and you can see that in Bouvier's Law Dictionary. One of the facets or elements or duties of a notary public is the right to protest the bill of exchange, and that is a bill of exchange.
Richard?
Okay, it's signed by nobody but the maker, and the maker is the one that's...
Right.
Okay.
If I understand your question right, it's the innocent man's remedy at that point.
So the holder is concealing his own guilty knowledge.
Yes.
So you go to a notary.
Right, and look it up in Black's or look it up in Bouvier's Law Dictionary. It'll tell you, use that case law in there to back up and substantiate the bill of exchange and the fraud on it, and then name specifically the fraud involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then have it notarized and send it off.
Hmm.
All right. Richard, I thank you for your call.
All right.
He is not a particularly enthusiastic individual, but he demands questions or answers to his questions, and he does not give up. So,
John?
Yes.
I was a little confused by him because I was getting lost on who the maker was and who the holder was in due course. But from my understanding, it is the holder who would have the remedy against the maker.
That's what I took it as.
It would
as well.
Be the holder. So if he's the holder of this and he's questioning this bill of exchange for fraud or whatever reasons, then I believe what Ron suggested is true because I know someone who is using that, protesting.
I know someone who taught someone.
Okay, which one of you is the guilty party?
and it actually seems to be working at holding the thugs at bay.
Temporarily. It's
actually been very successful.
Okay, well, maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. Because once we find an end round out of some of their gamesmanship, they seem to come up with other ways in which to shut you down. they have a crew that I'm sure, I don't know where they are, or what the group is comprised of, or how many there are, but I keep getting this vision of this dank, dark room in somebody's basement somewhere, and they're just concocting these things 24/7. Oh, another red flag. We've got to find a way to quash that one. At any rate, I'm tired of dodging these people. I just want them put to their final resting place. Second hour coming up, ladies and gentlemen. With recent